Before we return to that, though, if you are a Twitter user, you will have noticed something that happened this week. Everybody's talking about it, that the blue ticks disappeared. Now, if you're not a Twitter user, what a blue tick denotes is that your identity is authentic. So you would have to give Twitter your phone number and your email address or some kind of detail which verified that you are who you say you are. That's literally all a blue tick meant, that if you saw someone with a blue tick, you go, oh, okay, they have not just made up this name. They're not pretending to be someone else. They are the person who's on the account. And the blue ticks disappeared because since Elon Musk took over, he's introduced a scheme where if you want a blue tick, you have to pay for it. I think it's about £8 a month. So all the people who were previously verified, their blue ticks have disappeared. And now the only people who have them are people who have paid for them, which is kind of confusing because it's inverted the whole idea of what a blue tick was. And lots of people are saying this heralds the end of the site and Twitter's going to eat itself. So to give us a little bit of insight on that, we're joined by Fevzi Telkalp, who is a technology journalist and editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Do you think that the blue tick has lost all value?
Well, it certainly doesn't mean what it used to. As you've quite rightly said, it used to be a tick that said it verified that you were who you claimed to be. And that was good for that individual or that organization, but also good for the rest of us so that we know that we're interacting with the genuine article and not receiving disinformation, fake news. So, yeah, they really, if they wanted to introduce a subscription system, and by the way, one existed before, then it shouldn't have been a blue tick. If they wanted to do away with verification, then they should have just done that. But they're pretending that they verify. But clearly, you know, in the first few hours, a Hillary Clinton account popped up saying that she was running again for president, obviously fake. Kanye West, Shaq, and Ewan McGregor have all said that they've suffered from fake accounts, as has Martin Lewis, money saving expert. He's actually paid to protect the people who follow him from being scammed. So it starts to feel a little bit like extortion to me, and it doesn't provide the reassurance that it used to the rest of us.
I mean, I think most of us could have foreseen that this would happen, that people would abuse the blue tick system as soon as you started paying for it by pretending to be people that they're not. I appreciate this might be a difficult question for you to answer, but what on earth do you think was going through Elon Musk's mind when he introduced this?
The beautiful mind of Elon Musk, yeah. Well, I think that he paid $44 billion for Twitter. He ended up selling far more Tesla stock than he intended to pay for that because the Tesla price went down. So the business is highly leveraged. It owes a lot of money and there's a lot of interest payments due. Repeatedly due. So he's trying to solve a cash flow problem. He's going to run out of cash. And although he has deep pockets, a lot of that is in stock and he certainly doesn't want to be selling any more Tesla stock. So I think he's trying to get money out of Twitter quickly to stabilize its finances. I think in the medium to long term, he's got a problem because this is clearly going to lead to an increase in the amount of disinformation and misinformation, which is a problem in itself. We've got American elections coming up. We've got a lot of important democratic things that could be interfered with using Twitter now. I think that as the platform gets to be a greater den of disinformation than it already is, that advertisers will shy away in either even greater numbers, and he may lose more money from the advertising than he makes on the subscriptions, particularly because there seems to be quite a healthy campaign of people who can afford to pay who are just refusing to.
I was going to say that the calculation that he seemed to have made is that people would be so desperate to hold on to their blue tick that they would be willing to pay for it. But most of the people that I've seen who had one have said no. In fact, it's kind of embarrassing to have a blue tick now because it suggests that you are willing to pay for Twitter. So do you think that people are right when they say this heralds the end of that app?
I don't know. I mean, the fall of Twitter has been predicted many times over the last year. I think that if he does not change course, and he may do, you know, I mean, he's quite capable of reversing any decision he makes, you know, the next day. I think if he doesn't change course, then Twitter will not be the influential place it was. It will just be this cesspool. And it could continue because there's enough people who partake in the cesspool to make it viable. But if it wants to be the respected and influential place that it arguably was before, then he's going to need to change. If he doesn't, it's just a different type of business. It becomes, you know, more like Breitbart than something else, you know.
Fevzi Turkout, thank you so much. Technology journalist, editor of GadgetDetective.com and a host of the Gadget Detective podcast. I know there are some people who would argue that Twitter is a cesspool already, but it looks like it's about to get worse before it gets better.